Welcome to a brand new episode of Shot at Love. New year, new goals, new you. I'm thrilled to kick off this year with extraordinary guest, Jill Jardine, host of The Cosmic Scene and renowned psychic healer. Jill's here to set the stage for the new year to come and share with us the upcoming astrology as well as lucky days to date and the influential power of Pluto, urging us to gear up for a warp speed year ahead. Welcome to the cosmic party that 2024 ushers in. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Carrie. So happy to be back on Shot at Love.
I'm so happy to have you here. It's just tradition now. We have to have you beginning of the new year always.
Right. We're on a trimester astrological update for our Shot at Love, January through April, May through August, and September through December. So here is our first trimester of 2024, the astrology of January through April 2024.
Okay, great. So we're going to go month by month, and Jill's going to tell us what we should expect for the beginning of the year. Jill, as we transition from the holidays, it's kind of a strange time where we're moving through these different energies, and I can feel it too. You're ready to go. Everyone has their list. Everyone has their word. Everyone has their agenda and their vision board out. The energy feels like we should be getting our house in order, getting our health in order, self-care, regrouping, rebooting from the crazy Mercury in retrograde Christmas.
That's right. Well, everybody thinks that we're supposed to launch at the beginning of the Gregorian calendar year, which is January 1st every year. But as I always say, it's better to wait until Lunar New Year kicks off, which is the actual, you know, Asian New Year, the time when the moon comes back into the sign of Aquarius with the sun. So that being said, it's always going to be from about the 20th of January through the 19th of February, and this year it is in February. And because of that, and because of a lot of the planetary action in February 2024, that's the stellar cycle for dating in the first 4 months of the year. And I'll get more details on that. And I would say the worst month for all of this will be April. And that is because April is going to be marked by eclipse and Mercury retrograde. So April is going to be very interesting. Now, to come back to January, where we are now, Mercury did go direct the first day on 1-1, but it has been kind of a slow start. One of the reasons is that, you know, during the holidays, we had a lot of the inner planets were in Sagittarius, very, very festive, but we have Capricornian planets, which is for the first part, for most of January, actually, the inner planets are all in Capricorn, which is a get back to work sign. And we have the new moon in Capricorn on 1/11. So traditionally, new moons are good launch times. But again, Capricorn focuses on our work life, getting our house in order, as you mentioned, and just taking care of the business of our life. It's not really focused on the other or dating. That's why we'll have to wait until we get some Aquarian planets, which are excitement, the future, and planets in Pisces, which Pisces is considered a higher love vibration because it's ruled by Neptune, the higher octave of Venus, planet of love.
Here's my thought, though. A couple of dates as far as daters and singles are aware of, not only Valentine's Day, but Dating Sunday is upon us, January 7th. Also, the holidays really give you that push to put yourself out there because it's a lonely time. It's a frustrating time.
Well, that's why 1/11 at the new moon, if it's a Thursday, great night to go out. That might be a good time to initiate your 2024 foray into dating at the Capricorn new moon. All the Aquarian new moon and that weekend of 2/9, 2/10, 2/11 is going to be very, very nice for new beginnings. But, you know, why not trot it out at the Capricorn new moon, January 11th? Then we're going to have another time period at the toward the end of the month when it's going to be really exciting. That's on the 20th. From the 20th of January on, we go with the sun in Aquarius, which is always an exciting new energy time. And then Pluto, the planet of death, rebirth, transformation, is going to be joining the sun in the first degree of Aquarius. This is launching a whole new paradigm for everyone and everything in our lives. So why not check out the dating scene and try something new and different under this awesome, I say awesome because I'm an Aquarian and you're an Aquarian, so it's a great time for Aquarians, but under this big cosmic event as Pluto enters Aquarius, where it will be until 2044. So it is a whole shifting energy. Try something new. Our society is going to evolve like never before, and you can personally choose to evolve or dissolve.
Well, I think I'm going to embrace the acceleration and the Aquarian energies, and I think it is going to be a good year. I think it's going to be filled with new beginnings, new opportunities, opportunities to find love, opportunities to enhance your existing relationship. It's going to be a time of significant changes.
Yes, it is. We're going to see a lot of things kind of pass away, clear away, that have been in play for 14 years, because Pluto has been going through the sign Capricorn for 14 years, breaking down structures, both collectively and personally in our lives, and now making way for the new energies, the new consciousness, the new paradigm of Aquarius. We've got to go back through these dates that are going to be good for connection in January. I would say the new moon on the 11th. And the next day, there's a lovely astrological aspect with Mars trining Jupiter, kind of abundant, kind of like a feel good that would be on the 12th of January. And then we have the big event on the 20th, and that whole week is going to be kind of fun. We have a full moon, Leo full moon on the 25th of January. And Leo in astrology does rule the heart and romance, recreation, play. Sun in Aquarius, moon in Leo. That's a good one to get your groove on. And then the planet that rules Aquarius, Uranus, will go direct in the sign Taurus on the 27th. So that's going to move some new energy in. And from that point on, January 27th, 2024, through April Fool's Day, April 1st, all planets are moving direct. It's go time. That's going to give you the wind behind your sails to go out there, connect, try things new. And again, with Aquarius, which the month of February is going to be full of Aquarius energy. Aquarius is about like-minded people. It's about groups, making connections with maybe new groups that would offer opportunity for connection or meeting new people, and also really seeding your future. Maybe we've been in the trauma mode since 2020, and I think this is a real breakthrough year, because since 2020, we've had Pluto in Capricorn, and we're finally in a new astrological energetic for the first time, really, since 2020.
It's so good to hear. So it's all systems go, no more excuses. It's your time this year, 2024. You can find that big love that you're searching for, because the energetics have changed, or they will change when the age of Aquarius hits, right?
Fully ensconced. Well, the thing is, people have been really, you know, taking care of their own personal business. The other thing that I should mention as we enter 2024, something called the nodes of the moon, which is the karmic axis in astrology. The south node has been going through Libra, sign of relationship, and the north node has been going through Aries since July 2023, and they continue going through those signs for the next year till January of 2025. So we're going to see a breakdown of relationships as the south node dissolves them. And people are really looking at what's best for me with the Aries north node. So that being said, a lot of people have outgrown relationships. They're ready for something new. They completed their karma with a particular person or partner and are ready to go into a new phase of self-expression, self-actualization, understanding themselves through a new mirror in relationship, the Libra.
Well, I think people have had to do a lot of growth over the past 4 years. They really had to figure out who they were. They've had to pivot, whether financially, job-wise, relationship-wise. There's been a lot of change.
Right. And we're not saying that the collective or societal change is not going to be there. In fact, if anything, it's going to accelerate under Aquarius. There'll be a lot more new initiatives, a lot of changes with governments, the way governments are going to be run. Traditionally, when Pluto has been in Aquarius, women have come to power more in positions of leadership with governments and otherwise. So that will be an interesting development to see. Yeah. The Shakti comes into power.
There is going to be some changes as far as dating trends in 2024. I've been researching it, and one of the big changes is that women are not staying within their age group. They're dating a lot younger. They're dating beyond the gender norms, I would say. That's an upcoming trend, too.
Well, that's very Aquarian-like, because Aquarius doesn't do what's conventional. It's mm-hmm. very unconventional. So it would be, yes, date somebody who is out of your normal wheelhouse and right. see how that flies.
And people are, they're not so boxed in. I don't think they're going to be so close-minded as far as 2024. They're going to want to align with what matters. They're going to be more mindful. They're not going to just be looking for hot. They're going to be looking for people who have done the emotional work and have the same values and want the same things, rather than say, I like to ski or I have a boat. Like, they're going to look for more substantial relationships.
Right. They'll be much more conscious of personality flaws. There will be that judgmental thing, but I think basically what we're going to hear a lot of banter being thrown about, and people are going to try and capitalize on this in the dating space and in the relationship space. Soulmates, and we're not talking twin flames, we're talking soulmate. That word is going to be used over and over again, and February is probably going to be the time when we start seeing that come out more in the media, because there's a predominance of Aquarius planets and Pisces. Pisces is a very spiritual planet at its height, a very spiritual sign at its higher vibration. That idea of coming from the soul and meeting a soul partner, we're going to hear a lot more about that. People really need to understand what that is. Sometimes soul partners are showing you back your shadow stuff. So there's no, you know, ideal romantic getaway from doing your personal work. And if anything, relationships at this time are going to be more authentic, and people are going to see where they still need to work, do work on themselves, so that they can be in right relationship and be authentic to themselves and the other.
We've been doing the work for a long time, and we're Aquarians. What about other signs that haven't been working these new energies?
March through June, we had Pluto step his celestial toe into Aquarius, but it wasn't really enough time for people to feel it. The big thing with Pluto, it's the first phase or stage would be about releasing. So a lot of people are going to be looking at their lives and looking at what doesn't serve. They're not ready to go to a new vibration. They're really in the mode of purging. Pluto's a purger, and perhaps purifying their lives, their bodies, and releasing. And then the step two would be, there goes the old life out the window, the death part of, you know, what you were living your life. And then there's the transformation and rebirth, and they all can be happening at the same time. So a lot of people, I think, are going to be working with releasing things if they haven't already. So releasing old relationships, releasing old ideas about self or how a relationship should look, or even releasing concepts of how they see their life going forward.
I think that is another trend for the new year, is that people are going to not have such a tight agenda. They're going to be more open to surprises, to the unexpected, to that chance meeting.
Right. February is marked by predominance of planets in Aquarius and Pisces, except for Jupiter and Uranus will be in Taurus, but that's all water and earth. So there's a very much go with the flow type of situation that will start in February and go through March. Go with the flow may be that you're not so rigid with your expectations, but let's see what the universe throws my way. And I think a lot of people will be viewing relationship as sort of a universal or spiritual energetic that maybe they don't have control over it. And let's see what the universe offers up.
That's really hard to do, but I think at some point you have to get into a place and say to yourself, there's a divine plan. There's right. a bigger plan. But you have to also participate and put yourself out there.
Right. You can't just be home watching Netflix and expect to meet someone. If you look back in your life and your pivotal relationships, and when I look back in mine, I couldn't have arranged the meetings of my future husbands better than they came in. They were definitely karmic, predestined. I didn't plan for these meetings. They just kind of happen in a very magical way. And I think a lot of people, when they look back, how they met a significant other, that it wasn't really contrived. It wasn't controlled. It was, they were in a place where they were feeling good about themselves and just were appreciating the circumstances they found themselves in. And boom, somebody shows up in their life. And I think that's a really good way to be.
I do too. I think it's a really good tip. And Coop Laxon, who came on my show before, he writes in his book, The Magic of Surrender, which is an amazing book. And he says, are you holding on to this wanting, needing energy? And one of the lines in his book is, are you putting yourself out there or pushing yourself out there? You can put yourself out there without grasping.
It's a fine line. I feel like it's a combination of intention, making those intentions. I'm ready for a relationship. A lot of people are conflicted. They think they are, but maybe they like being by themselves. They've gotten out of a difficult relationship and they have their own space back and it's a much less traumatic lifestyle and they may really, really like it and think that they're going to lose it. So the intention is that they are ready for a relationship. And then there is action. You take the action to go out. As we said earlier, don't just sit at home. Go out somewhere where you could potentially meet someone, not necessarily with that fully on your mind. Go out to have fun and then surrender. So intention, action, and surrender.
I like that. I want to talk about this enhanced acceleration because I think people should move through situations quicker this year. And if someone likes to be dating for a long period of time, they're probably going to stay in that energetic. They're probably going to keep dating for however many years. But if you really want a relationship, I think you should look for these signs with people and don't waste a lot of time. Don't be dating somebody for months on end and not take it to the next level.
I think that acceleration will be the theme because of the Aquarius energy, and people might be less emotional too. Aquarius is quite a detached sign. It's like, well, what do I have to lose? Or it rules the mental body, actually. Aquarius, where Pisces rules the emotional. Scorpio is a water sign, the emotional. Cancer, water sign, emotional. Other air signs, Gemini and Libra. And then we've got the fire, Leo, Sag, Aries, and the earth, Capricorn, Taurus, and Virgo. So interesting. We'll talk a little later about how all the signs will be affected. But yeah, I agree. People will not get so emotionally disturbed and just like, is this working? Do I like this person? Yes, no. And maybe do it from more of a detached or mental perspective, as opposed to getting caught up in old psychological, emotional patterns.
If it doesn't work out, if it's too difficult, if it's not your person, just move through it quicker.
And, you know, I think also we might see, especially during that Mercury retrograde in April, that if there was somebody from your past that like it just the times or circumstances or other things weren't lining up, there is a big chance in April of 2024, as well as in September and December of 2024, of people from the past coming back. Because a lot of times people aren't ready, like one person might be ready for a relationship and the other one hasn't caught up. Well, we're going to see this year a lot of people catching up with each other who may not have been on the same wavelength. And what I've noticed with self-actualization and self-growth, women tend to go through their paces faster. Generally, I'm not saying across the board, but men, when they do an advancement or they transform, they can skip like what I say, seven steps. And so if men are doing work on themselves, they can catch up in a shorter amount of time because it's almost like they're taking leaps where women were taking steps consistently a lot of times. So that's an interesting phenomenon I've noticed throughout the years, that when men decide to transform or do their work, they can go through a big chunk of work in a shorter amount of time. But again, not generally, but it's an interesting phenomenon I have observed.
So what advice would you have for singles looking to find love, start planting the seeds in January? What does February look like?
Yeah, so February looks really fun. We're going to have Mercury going through Aquarius pretty much from the 6th to the 24th of February. So that's exciting. That's movement. People thinking differently, thinking out of the box. We have the Aquarius new moon on the 9th, which is a great time to go that weekend. Like I said, Lunar New Year's on the 10th, Lunar New Year, the Dragon. Excellent. Then we're going to have Mars into Aquarius going in on Valentine's Day, February 14th to March 23rd. Venus will be in Aquarius, same time period. So everybody, by mid-February, all the personal planets are going through Aquarius. That's going to be a great cycle, pretty much the whole month. And we have a really fun full moon, the full moon in Virgo. The sun is in Pisces on the 24th. So this could be a very talk about synchronicities, talk about destiny, Piscean, you know, when the full moon is in Pisces, even though it's the moon is in Virgo, it's kind of a time of interesting destiny. And that continues into March with the Pisces new moon on the 10th of March. So this time period from the end of February through the Pisces new moon could be really nice, almost like surreal, romantic. The inner planet Venus and Mercury both will transit through Pisces for most of March. So Aquarius again is in the head. It's more like, let's plan the future. Let's think about things. Where when we get into Pisces, it is a romantic sign. And we're going to have that going through March. So early March is also really good for dating. We get the Aries energy starting to come in toward the end of the month of March on the 19th. Mercury will go into Aries. That's all about starting new beginnings. And then we're going to hit a bit of a wall around the 25th because it's a lunar eclipse, full moon, which usually throws whammies at people and their plans. And then we come into Mercury retrograde in April. I mean, April, it's not like April's off the boards, but there's going to be a lot going on collectively. People will have to maybe backtrack. Again, I think there's a theme in April of people coming back into your life that maybe didn't take romantically, but they're back. So April's going to be really interesting. There's a solar eclipse on the 8th that could bring a lot of stuff up. We have this historic conjunction, Uranus Jupiter conjunction in Taurus between the 18th and the 22nd, which I think will be shifting our society in some way. That might be the first Pluto in Aquarius societal shift event that we all realize. There's a full moon on the 23rd and the Mercury's direct by the end of the month. So, I mean, out of the 4 months, like I said, I like the time period of February through the early part of March as people getting their groove on. You know, they're kind of out of that initial new year fog. They want to get things moving.
I think what's going to happen is people are going to be dating, meeting people in January. And there's some good dates. There's a full moon that you don't seem afraid of on January 25th. People are ready for change, almost like a period of awakening the sleeping giant.
Yes.
People are definitely ready. And February is going to be this great month. For the most part, early part of March until the 25th.
Yeah, the 25th. It's a Libra full moon lunar eclipse. And remember, Libra has to do with partnership. It has to do with negotiations, diplomacy. I mean, there could be something going on worldwide. The sun will be in Aries. So that's, you know, Mars and Venus. Venus wants peace. Aries wants war. So there could be something a little bit shaking things up that take people off track. And then we have the Aries solar eclipse, again, revealing something that may be martial in nature that nobody wants to deal with, that kind of throws a whammy into everybody's feel good. Although I don't want to put that out there and predict that, but just solar eclipses and lunar eclipses tend to bring things to the surface that may have been hidden that aren't necessarily pleasant that we have to look at both personally and collectively. And then that thing with the Uranus-Jupiter conjunction Taurus toward the end of the month, around the 18th to 22nd, that could be some kind of news around money or the economy or finances. And that could go either way. It could be something really good, incentives to the economy, or it could be the buck stops here type of thing.
I can't imagine how anything could get any harder after what we've lived through. But I'm wondering about April, because this past October, we had 2 eclipses.
Yes. You know, they come in 6-month cycles. So this is the first eclipse window that's opening in 2024, 6 months after. Now, something about those October eclipses One of them was Libra and one of them was Scorpio Taurus. So we have finished the cycle until 19 years, 18 and a half years of Scorpio and Taurus eclipses, which have to do with money and financial and shared resources. And now we're in Aries Libra, which is the relationship axis for the next year. We have the eclipses in March and April, our Aries Libra. Then we have the Aries Solar on the 8th of April. And then fast forward 6 months is going to take us to the end of September and early October. We are going to have Libra Aries eclipses again.
We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, Jill is going to tell us the best time in the first 4 months to date for each zodiac sign. How great would it be to find the love of your life? The man of your dreams. Do you believe online dating would work if you had the right tools to be successful? Well, I have exciting news. I've created your Best Shot at Love Masterclass. I cannot wait to share with you what's worked for me in my life and for many of my clients that have helped over the years. If you enroll in this class, you have a winning mindset and believe in getting help before you start something new. If you're ready to see changes in your dating life and want to take action, check out my free webinar at shotatlove.co. If you decide you're going to choose another path, that you're worth it, and you're willing to enroll in the masterclass, you can also register at shotatlove.co. I designed this masterclass specifically for you to be successful. Please know that everything you're going to learn in these 9 modules and 6 coaching calls has been carefully curated for you so you can gain the success you truly want. I will be there for you the whole time. In the meantime, I wish you all the success, and I can't wait to hear about your story of finding love. I'm Carrie Brett, and I will be your mentor and friend through this incredible journey. And we're back. Jill, let's hear what we have in store for 2024.
Okay, let's start with the kids who have their birthdays right at the beginning of the year. Capricorn, it's all about you. Hit the ground running in the beginning of the year. Your new moon comes in right at 1-1-1. You know, ones are good for new beginnings. So this is your time to not only plan your year, but just start going out there. Get out there. The universe is pushing you. The whole month of January is a great time for you to think about dating, initiate dating, and give yourself a fresh start. Don't base anything you're doing on here in 2024 regarding your romantic life on anything in your past. It's a fresh start. So go for it, Capricorn. Aquarius, it's your lucky time when Pluto and the Sun go into Aquarius on the 20th of January, and then you rock on all through February as all the inner planets join the Sun and the new moon on February 9th, as well as the beginning of Lunar New Year on February 10th is your time to rock. So you have some really good things with Venus going through Aquarius from the 16th of February through March 12th. That's pretty much a month of time. And we also have Mercury through Aquarius for most of February, the 6th through the 24th. And we also have Mars going through Aquarius from Valentine's Day through March 23rd. So everything is lining up for you. Use the early part of January to clean the slate, clear the clutter, and get ready to blast into your romantic life in 2024 in February. Pisces. So you are going to get a boost just like Aquarius right after the planets leave Aquarius and go into Pisces. So your best month is the end of February into early March. We're going to have Venus, goddess of love, going through your sign from March 12th through April 5th. We've got Mercury going through your sign from February 24th through the 11th of March. And Mars will go through your sign in the end of March through May. But I still think the best time for you is the end of February to early March. And you know what? Set your intentions at this Capricorn new moon on 1/11, and again, do it again on February 9th, the Aquarius new moon. And why don't you do like a special little Piscean ritual, such as making wishes for the new year as you throw a stone or crystal into the ocean or a body of water. You could also just take some toilet paper, write in red what you want to release from the exes, and flush it down the toilet, Pisces. In fact, Cancer can do that too, water sign, as well as Scorpio. A nice little flushing the exes down the toilet. You hear that, Scorpio and Cancer? That's for you too, Aries. So you have a pretty good run during the Aquarian equinox in February as well, because it's a harmonious alignment to your sun. So take advantage of all those Aquarian planets and start something new. Rev up your engines, get ready to go, because you're starting your dating year early, not at your birthday, but at that new moon, February 9th. Taurus, slow and steady wins the race. So Taurus, the beginning of the year is actually really good for you for planning and thinking about what you might want to do differently in all aspects of your life, but certainly with relationships, and make some space. Try to lighten your load this year as you make plans for improving all relationships. Your best month is late April, especially from the 20th through the 26th. So get ready. There's going to be that huge conjunction in your sign around the end of April. So that's going to bring in some luck and love. Get ready, Gemini. So you're getting rebirthed at the Aquarian new moon and the middle of February. So that's an excellent time for you to fly the friendly skies of Aquarius and go out there and socialize. You're going to be very, very chatty. Get your smooth talk on and check out the online and in-person opportunities for dating in February. Keep it going all year long, Gemini. Cancer. Well, at the new moon on the 11th of January, it's opposite your sign, your polar opposite new moon in Capricorn. So that means that you really need to look at your relationships. Who is worthy of your love, attention, and energies in 2024. Perhaps you are ready to meet new people. Observe the give and take of your existing relationships and who is draining and who is replenishing to you. So use late February and early March when Pisces pal water sign sends love, especially at the Pisces new moon on 3/11. Very good time for you, Cancer. Leo, you get a nice little jump start at the end of January on the Leo new moon on January 25th. So prepare for that and really use it to your advantage. It could bring some potential opportunities up for you. And look at your heart. Everybody will be feeling their heart at that Leo full moon on January 25th. And prepare yourself for when the sun goes into Aries, a fellow fire sign, sending friendly fires, lighting up your love life. And that starts on March 19th and goes until the middle of April, till the 20th of April. So that first part is really good until we hit the eclipse season. Things may be put on hold. But of course, later, during the other fiery time of the summer, you're going to jump into the pool of relationship and love really deeply. Virgo. Well, you know, you get a nice start here on 1/11, the Capricorn new moon. So make plans. Make sure that you're not all work and no play, because it makes Virgo a boring star mate. Wah, wah. So get your groove on in January early. And then watch what happens. In late February and March, we're going to have the sun and planets going through Pisces, your polar opposite sign. But in your solar chart, that's your seventh house of relationship. So take advantage of that. And it's a year to go outside your box, Virgo, Maybe go outside the comfort zone and try something different. You go, Virgo. Libra, the love lights light up when the stars align in Aquarius, sending you some friendly Venusian vibes of romance, relationship, pleasure, and socialization. Everything a Libra loves. You're going to get such benefits from the Aquarian boost in February. So take advantage of that month. Scorpio, you can get some benefits in the early part of January, the Capricorn new moon, but you may be thinking more about work and money and not so much about the relationship path. But by the time we get to the end of February and March, when fellow water Pisces purging, Pisces plentiful, peace and prosperity, love, crystal, mystic visions come to you, Scorpio, you'll want to go out there, connect, find a special person, because not everybody can handle Scorpio's seductive ways, sometimes very secretive as well. So your good time is the end of February, March, Scorpio, so prepare. Sagittarius, well, show me the money, honey, in the beginning of the year, because inner planets are going through your sign. So you may be caught up in other things such as planning your vacations for 2024, the big picture. But you'll get your groove on when fellow Aries fires are lit at the end of March and early April. So you're gearing up for that. There may be a lot of distractions for you, Sagittarius. So set your new year resolutions at all the new moons leading up to March. So that is on the 11th of January, the 9th of February, the 11th of March, and launch yourself at the end of March into April. You go, Sag.
This is great, Jill. I loved it. I think everyone can be inspired and be excited for what's to come in 2024. Where can people find you, follow you on social media, and check out your new Newsbreak articles that are going viral right now?
Oh, Carrie, thank you. Yes, so Cosmic Scene with Jill Jardine on Newsbreak. I've been writing quite a few articles about what we can expect here in 2024 astrologically. And there's always a little tidbit for each zodiac sign. So check that out. Check out my podcast, Cosmic Scene with Jill Jardine, on all major podcast platforms. And book your reading for 2024 on my website, jilljardineastrology.com. So you've got a lot of astrology to explore in 2024.
So exciting. I love it. Thanks so much, Jill.
Thank you, Carrie.
And for now, this week, Shot at Love dating tips that are inspired by Jill Jardine, the Cosmic Queen. Number one, it's a new year. Start fresh. Launch your dating journey on January 11th. Did you know that 111 is auspicious for new beginnings and synchronicities? This will be one lucky day for everyone. Number two, if you miss looking for love on January 11th, you get another chance on the lucky lunar new year on February 10th. Number three, make way for the new accelerated and abundant energy of 2024. There is game-changing astrology urging you to try something new and different. I hope you found some of my tips helpful this week. This is what Shot at Love is here for, to help you find love. Keep up the commitment to yourself and commit to helping someone else by sharing this podcast. Stay safe and stay tuned for more episodes. If you like this show, please subscribe and leave a 5-star review. I'm Carrie Brett, and we'll see you next time.